service in the supreme abode of Vrindavan Dham is an inconceivable good fortune that cannot be earned even by millions of births of pious activities. But it is bestowed upon us by the causeless mercy of Sri Radharani, Sri Gopinath, through the loving heart of Srila Prabhupada and our parampara. To reciprocate with causeless mercy is the meaning of devotional service. Ayi nanda tunuja kinkaram patina mam vishame bhavam buddha kripayata vapada pankaja stita duli sadrisam vichintaya. Lord Chaitanya taught us this ultra humility. Never to think that we deserve something other than suffering and abuse. But to consider oneself unqualified and praying, crying for mercy. And what is that mercy? Not to become God, not to become a great acharya, but to become an insignificant speck of dust at the lotus feet of Sri Nandanandana. That is the consciousness by which we can approach Vrindavan Dham. Raghunath Das Goswami, who is our Prayojana Guru, teaching us how to enter into the highest mellows of conjugal love, he revealed his heart in his prayers. He prayed for the lowest position of just being the very insignificant servant of the servant of the servant. He didn't aspire to enter into conjugal loving affairs. He just wanted the lowest position of being a servant. And if Krishna is pleased with my service, then it will be by his sweet will that he pulls me up into the higher leelas of Braj Bhakti. That was his humility. One who wants high position does not understand what is Braj Bhakti. One who wants the lowest position of servant with a pure heart, knowing that when Sri Radharani sees our service to her servants, then she picks us up. She installs us in the service of her parishads or her associates. That is the spirit that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. So, to come to the holy Dham, to serve the inhabitants of the holy Dham is not something that has been accomplished by management or even by our sadhana. It has come by causeless mercy. A devotee's sincerity, their strictness in their sadhana, their humility, their gratefulness, their strictness simultaneous, that may attract causeless mercy. But the qualification is the causeless mercy, because in and of itself, nothing we do gives us the power to be qualified for any position in the spiritual realm. So we are together, just so happy and so grateful that we were given this opportunity. Not only an opportunity to serve, but an opportunity to serve selflessly in such a way that all of you gained the trust, the faith, and the joy of the Brijabasis. One of the devotees was telling me when I was there that most of the inhabitants of Mathura, Vrindavan, they're like the New Age Brijabasis. In fact, most of them have come from other places. But those who are really, purely, truly the ancient traditional Brijabasis from millenniums back, they're mostly in these outlying villages. Talavan, Kamyavan, and these places that are between, where there's not much commercialism. And those were the type of people that were coming to this eye camp. Because those are the people who really don't have anything and really don't have any hope of ever getting anything materially in their lives. They're really people who just naturally love Krishna and Krishna loves them, who have been born and raised just as Radharani and Shamsundar's neighbors. That's the way they cultivate their bhakti from birth. Just like His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj, we celebrated his wonderful ceremony yesterday. He told a nice story. He may have told all of you too, where a pujari from Braj Bhumi was in Italy and he met the Pope. And the Pope said to him, "Would you like to speak to God on the phone?" And he said, "Yes." So he got on the phone and it was so many thousands of dollars a minute, because it's a very long distance call. So it was not a maybe 2 minute call, because long distance to heaven is a long way. So then in reciprocation, the Pope came to Vrindavan and he said, "Would you like to talk to Lord Krishna on the phone, God?" He said, "Yes." He spoke for hours. Pope said, "How much do I owe you?" He said, "Nothing, it's a local call." So that is the mood of the Brijavasis. That is how they are born and raised. And really, it is a gift of Sri Radharani that she has given us the opportunity to serve her people in a very significant way that has a great significance in their lives. Because they're using their eyes to see Thakurji, the deity in their homes, the deity in the temples. They're using their eyes to see the Kalpa Vriksha trees of Braj. And they see with faith. So yes, you have gained over the years, more and more and more faith, trust, and respect from these people. Please know you'll never make any money by this. You'll never get a big position by this. The only possible thing you can gain by participating in these camps is receiving blessings. Materially, all you could do is lose. You lose time. You lose money. So from the material point of view, it's just a loss. But that's what bhakti is about. Hari Bol. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam. Being willing to take all kinds of material losses to receive the blessings of the Lord. And you receive great blessings. Magnificent service you have done. These simple people, utterly unknown to the world, place their hands on your heads. And that hand on your head was Krishna and Radharani's hand through them, thanking you. I think in the spiritual world, the cowherd boys are calling out, "Well done, well done." It's very special, wonderful blessing upon all of us to participate. And how Srila Prabhupada really wanted the Brijabasis to respect and honor his movement. He wanted it a place of pilgrimage for people from all over India and all over the world. But he also really wanted the Brijabasis, the residents of Vrindavan, to genuinely respect his devotees. That meant a lot to him. But over the years, many unfortunate things have taken place. And our society is somewhat irrelevant to the people of Vrindavan. But through this work, we have done something very special. We have actually served them on a grassroots personal level in such a way that they really feel that there is something deep and genuine about Srila Prabhupada's society that is relevant to their lives. And people see this. And our dear friends in Chikshali, Barsana region, Ramesh Baba Maharaj and his very wonderful followers, actually, they're perhaps the most influential people in the whole Braj Dham to the actual Brijbasis in the outlying eight areas. They are the most influential people. They look up to them the most because of decades of just selfless service in bhajan. And they also have gained such genuine respect, faith, and love for all of you, along with the thousands of Brijbasis whose lives you have touched. Simply wonderful. Simply wonderful. I thank you very much. I'm very grateful and very proud of all the devotees who in any way, shape, or form contributed to this very divine service in Vrindavan Dham. And I pray And it's happening. It's happening. Not by our manipulation, not by our aggressive pursuit, but it's happening by the loving hearts of the devotees of Vrindavan, the loving hearts of Radha and Krishna, that they are inviting us more and more and more to render this type of service. And I pray that a glorious future where more and more and more such seva comes every year. My special thanks to Vishwaroop Prabhu, who's always somehow or other capturing me and engaging me in the service of the devotees. To Vajeshwari Mataji and Parshvanavi Devi, Anuradha Mataji, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Ila, Ranjit and his wonderful wife, Abhiram Prabhu. Please, everybody, my humble request is, please consider that I have spoken each of your names individually and personally. Because in my heart, I am speaking my gratitude to each and every one of you. Thank you very much.
Swami Maharaj ki.